Jill, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in. I wish I had like great news about the housing market, but I think it's good news. Is that all right?
That's good.
Good.
We like some good news on a Monday morning.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what it looks like. The housing market really has been very rough, and I understand that. However, there are signs that it is actually starting to slow down, meaning that not slow down in terms of the activity, but the price increases are starting to slow down. More people are listing their homes, and that's the good news. And the reason why it has been such a hard market is prices have gone up by so much. At the same time, mortgage rates have gone up by so much, making housing affordability really tough. So what we are seeing right now is, again, it's not a red-hot market. It is a thawing market. It's a spring thaw for housing where we are starting to see more people say, all right, if I can do this and I'm careful and I run my numbers, I might be able to find a home.
I'm curious, why have we seen the market explode so much over the last 5 years? Any evidence as to why?
Well, I mean, we know that the COVID era really led a lot of people to say, I have got to get bigger space. I have to like make a change, right? Because you're living home, you're educating your kids, you're working from home, like a lot of things happened. And at the very same time, you know, this was a moment where interest rates were very low. So what you had was a lot of people demanding a home. The supply was already constrained, and mortgage rates were really low, and we started to get bidding wars, essentially. And what I think is imperative to understand is that was not a normal housing market. You know, housing prices up 45% in 5 years. That's not normal. Now, just to be clear, that's 2 times the rate of inflation. So, you know, it's been very difficult. But what I think starts to happen is that even though mortgage rates are still higher than they were, many more people are sort of reconciling the fact, hey, I am not going to get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3%. That's just not going to happen. So can I make it work at 6.5%? Can I buy something? Is there a place for me to find a mortgage where I can put 10, 15, 20% down? And people are looking farther afield, right? They're going out beyond the city limits where you normally would see a lot of buying and commuting. And people are saying, you know, I can do something a little different. Again, it's not perfect. I wish the market were a little bit easier for first-time home buyers, but it's certainly getting a little bit better than it was.
Okay, to that end, what's your advice for people who think they're ready to dive in and buy a house, whether it's the first time or maybe it's their second home?
Yeah, I think still you really have to run the numbers, right? Because, you know, even if you're looking at that move-up home, sometimes people are so spooked, they'll say, I have a 3% mortgage to buy another home, a better home, or maybe you want to move to a better school district, right? What I really think is important is to run the numbers and see what they are. Instead of freaking out from the sidelines, to be able to say, hey, let me just see what these numbers look like. How does it work for my family? If your family can afford it, don't worry whether you're giving up a 3% mortgage for a 6.5% one. Maybe it works for you. Maybe you've gotten a raise. Maybe you've got some equity in your home and you can put that down and that works for you. I just think that we have to give ourselves a little bit of grace. You know, we have to stop saying I must own a home or I absolutely will never buy a home. It's usually not all good, all bad. For some people, buying a home will certainly work. For others, renting is fine. It's just that, you know, I just worry when people are like, the only way to actually become wealthy in the United States is to own a home. That is not true. It is absolutely true that there are ways for you to put money into retirement accounts, investment accounts, to become smart about how you manage your wealth and not have a home. You don't have to own a home to make your American dream work.
It's really well said. That's great advice for us on a Monday morning, Jill. What other advice or what other things are you watching this week in the financial world?
Well, today it's a very interesting day because there are some rumors out from the administration. You know, usually when these rumors come out, they're leaked by the administration themselves.
Sure.
So I'm going to say that it looks like someone's whispering to the Wall Street Journal and to Bloomberg that the administration, which had said it was going to put in place these big next round of tariffs on April 2nd, maybe those tariffs are not going to happen. Now, why is that interesting? Well, stock market investors have been really worried about on-again, off-again tariffs. So if the tariffs become a much more limited and targeted, it's not going to have the same impact on the economy. And that is what the stock market investment community really wants to see. They want to say, okay, fine to do some tariffs, but don't blow up the economy. So I'm watching for that. And then at the end of the week, we're going to get another reading on inflation. And this reading is not the consumer price index, but something called the personal consumption expenditure index. I know, rolls right off the tongue. This is the one that the Fed really likes. That's why we watch it. So I don't think inflation rate is going down anytime soon. But, you know, if you listen to what Jerome Powell said last week for the Federal Reserve, they want to start seeing things move in the right direction.
The Mets start this week, too. Big week for you.
It's a very big week. I can't get too crazy with the beginning of baseball season.
Okay.
We got to pace ourselves, right?
We do. It's long season.
Indeed.
Jill, thanks for the time. As always, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.